be a seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a press.
And what about one that comes loose?
That's a slip seed.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
And what about some beans that do have to be shelled?
Call them butter beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that people eat?
Well, they call it a salad there, where they fix them mostly. They fix it.
And how would that be fixed?
Well, they just take the tops when they fix them. Something similar like you do collards, you know.
Uh-huh, you mean cook them up with some meat.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and you eat it with your hands?
That would be mutton corn.
What do you call the little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Ground mole, yes.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Polecat.
You ever had any dealings with polecats?
I passed along where they've been. I didn't see you, but I could tell you've been there.
Didn't know what it's called.
What do you call a little thing, little animal, about that big around it just hops along the ground and lives near the water?
Frog.
Would you have a special name for the one that lives on the land?
Well, it's a toad frog and a spring frog.
And would a spring frog be the one in the water?
Yes.
And what would you call one of the big ones that lives in the water?
We call them bullfrogs, that's what they do.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait?
Well, they call them tobble worms.
What would you call those great big long worms?
They call them, some of them call them weaklets and some of us worms. It's different kinds of them.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you see it?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over ponds?
Butterfly.
Well, its body looks like a butterfly, but its wings are different. I always have a hard time describing this one. It's a, now it's bigger than a mosquito.
Really?
Yeah, it eats mosquitoes, I think.
Is it a hummingbird? Or?
No, this is, it's an insect. Let me see if I can draw a picture of it for you. It's kind of like that.
I call that a mosquito hole.
Yeah, you know what?
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And it looks kind of like a wall.
It's a dirt dog.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground? Come on in.
I live in the kitchen.
Nuts that get ripe under the ground. What do you call them? You can go ahead and talk.
Peanuts.
I was thinking about chupas and time.
Well now, what's the difference between peanuts and chupas?
Well, a chupa grows on a hill, you know. And of course peanuts do too, but peanuts have a hull on them.
Chupas don't have a hull. Well, do people eat chupas as well as
Well, they can, yes. When dry, they can eat them. Mostly it's for stock, you know, hogs.